Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, June 21st, and this is New York Council 5 volunteer Eileen Lavelle reporting. There is now just over 1 week to vote in the National Mediation Board NMB representation election between AFA and the other union. If you haven't yet voted, we can't stress enough how important it is for you to vote in this election. There is no doubt that every voice counts, and in order to make the most out of this vote for our future, we need your help to ensure every vote for AFA is cast. You can be a part of making this vote resonate at the negotiating table and achieving real improvements quickly at the new United. Call, email, text, or reach out to your personal friends on Facebook. Encourage them to be a part of registering a commanding vote for flight attendants by voting for the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA. If you haven't yet received your voting instructions, which include your VIN and PIN, the NMB must receive your duplicate voting instruction request by June 24th. Please download the letter from our website and mail it in immediately. Once you receive your voting instructions, you may vote by either personal computer or telephone. When using the telephone option, please listen to all of the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union, the Association of Flight Attendants, which is the second option, before you confirm your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. After you voted, you can celebrate your vote by calling toll-free 1-855-VOTE-AFA or using the form on www.yourafa.org. Other flight attendants may be heard celebrating their vote at the same website. We are working to ensure every vote is counted and our future is secured. We appreciate all you do every day for our profession and for each other. Let us continue this good work together and really make it count. Our solidarity will lead us to future success. Vote today. Vote AFA. With an in-house legal staff of 12 highly experienced attorneys, AFA works to enforce and protect the rights of flight attendants, only flight attendants. Other unions require every local to pay for their own attorneys or hire attorneys on a case-by-case basis. They never develop the experience or the resources to get the most out of their legal representation. The AFA legal department is solely focused on the contractual and legal rights of our flight attendant members. We are not spread thin among flight attendants, mechanics, ramp servicers, and car rental employees. AFA fights in court to enforce flight attendants' rights under federal law. Our legal department also provides legal, strategic, and policy advice at all levels of our union, from industry-wide legal and bargaining strategy to the latest legislative and regulatory policy initiatives, all with the exclusive goal of enhancing the flight attendant profession. AFA has never backed down from any legal challenge. AFA fought for retiree health care to combat legal United's intention to exploit the bankruptcy code to modify medical benefits for all United retirees. AFA spent millions fighting tirelessly in bankruptcy court to preserve the United flight attendant contract while challenging management bonuses at every turn. AFA attorneys secured $47 million in pay for United flight attendants in one of the largest arbitration awards in the airline industry. AFA went to federal court twice to save the defined benefit plan and ultimately negotiated a 401k plan that more than doubled United's initial proposal. AFA single-handedly created the highly successful chaos negotiation strategy, now endorsed by the courts, that gives AFA highly effective leverage in negotiating great contracts. When Alaska management threatened to fire chaos strikers, AFA's litigation staff went to court. AFA convinced the court to uphold our right to engage in chaos and won back pay for the strikers who had been wrongly held out of service as well. Our mission is simple, to compel management to abide by the collective bargaining agreements. Through grievances and mediation, AFA attorneys fight hard to ensure that the contract is applied as it is, was intended in negotiations. With AFA on your side, you have a legal team with a proven track record and the most experienced defending flight attendants in the industry. On Friday evening, AFA learned of a system-wide application failure which impacted the company's computer systems. During the outage, airports reported Internet, Apollo, and Unimatic computer systems were down, and United implemented a system-wide ground stop for all departing flights. Arriving flights operated normally. We received calls Friday evening from members concerned about their inability to submit bids for July schedules. AFA discussed with management the need for additional time to allow the submission of bids given the normal 0800 local domicile time closing. Unimatic computer access was restored at approximately 0030 Central Time. A delay in the close of the bid period for July was also necessary. In discussions with management after an assessment of available information and in consideration of international flights that were still airborne, the union and the company mutually agreed to revise the closing of bids to provide additional time for flight attendants to enter bids. Bids for all domiciles were awarded 1800 Central Time on Saturday, June 18th, and released shortly thereafter. The NEC Benefits Committee has recently learned of an error involving the 401k plan contributions on the June 16, 2011 paychecks for flight attendants based in London Heathrow, Frankfurt, Narita, and Hong Kong. The error resulted in a reduced 401k employee deferral contribution being deducted from paychecks for these international flight attendants with U.S. citizenship and who participate in the United Airlines Flight Attendant 401k plan. The error affected flight attendants domiciled at London Heathrow differently than Hong Kong, Narita, and Frankfurt. As a result of the processing error, flight attendants domiciled in London Heathrow had only 80% of the employee deferral election deducted from the June 16th paycheck. In accordance with IRS guidance regarding the approved remedy for a missed employee 401k deduction due to company error, United will be funding 50% of the missed employee 401k deduction amount. No action is required on the part of the flight attendant unless you would like to increase your deduction on a subsequent paycheck to make up for the reduced 401k deferral contribution associated with the error on your June 16th paycheck. When looking at your June 16th pay stub, U.S. citizens will note that instead of seeing the 401k deduction listed as a deduction under the earnings section of your pay stub, it will appear in both the deduction and memo sections of the pay stub as a UK DEF DED. The company has taken subsequent action to ensure your money has been moved to your Fidelity 401k account. To verify the deductions have been credited to your account, you can access your 401k account online at www.401k.com. Once you have selected the UAL flight attendant account, you will be directed to the summary page. On the left side of the summary page is a link to the transaction history. From the transaction history page, you can access the sources tab, where you will see the funds credited to your account as of June 17, 2011. Flight attendants domiciled at Hong Kong, Frankfurt, and Narita who are U.S. citizens and who participate in the United Airlines Flight Attendant 401k plan have been affected by a processing error that resulted in the total amount of the company's direct and matching contributions not appearing on your pay stub as they normally do. In addition, an extra amount that was paid as taxable cash. No action is required on the flight attendant's part as the company will take the following actions. Your June 16th pay stub will not display the total amount of the company's direct and matching contributions. This amount is typically shown as TXBL DC CTRV in the memo item section of the pay stub. United has made assurances that this contribution is still being made on your behalf to your United Airlines Flight Attendant 401k plan account, despite the fact that the amount is not shown on the June 16th pay stub. To verify the deductions have been credited to your account, you can access your 401k account online at www.401k.com. Once you have selected the UAL Flight Attendant account, you will be directed to the summary page. On the left side of the summary page link is a link to the transaction history. From the transaction history page, you can access the sources tab where you will see the funds credited to your account. In addition, an extra amount was erroneously paid to you as taxable cash on your June 16th paycheck. This amount can be identified as taxable DC cash in the memo items section. The amount directly adjacent to the taxable DC cash represents the amount by which you were overpaid. The company expects this amount will be recovered from the July 16th paycheck. The company sent a memorandum to all affected flight attendants by UAL email, further explaining the error. Should you have additional questions, please contact United Payroll Care Center at 1-866-825-7297, Monday through Friday, 0800 to 1600 U.S. Central Time. Last week, we met in Chicago, and the federal mediation where focus of the negotiations was on trip preferencing for flight attendants on reserve, recognizing the importance of the priorities of our members have identified for reserve. The agenda for the next session in July will continue to focus on Section 10, reserve. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.